From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election ordered by the Supreme Court and cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so the polls could be conducted as soon as possible.
You've done your ruling. We have respected it. Let IEBC do their job. Let them declare the date and write our letters, meet at the ballot.
The court's decision to annul the August 8th election results was an unprecedented move in Africa, where governments often hold sway over judges. On Friday, during an impromptu rally in Nairobi, Kenyatta criticized the court for ignoring the will of the people and dismissed the Chief Justice's colleagues as crooks. Details of the rulings will be released within 21 days. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori, the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader Leopoldo Lopez, says she has been barred from leaving the country. Tintori said she had been scheduled to meet European leaders and vowed to continue her tour.
It will be completed, and it will be completed well, and the voice of each and every one of us will be represented at each meeting.
Venezuela's opposition says the Maduro government has stepped up repression of opponents this year, while officials say they are acting to stop violent coup plots fomented by the United States and other foreign powers. Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in Phnom Penh early on Sunday, and the government of veteran Prime Minister Hun Sen said he was accused of treason. The government said in a statement that it was in possession of a video clip and other evidence to support the claim. This is VOA News.